This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, hour number two, and your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you have something that is on your chest that you would like to get off your chest.
Is this about tipping, or is this about your debate, or is this something else?
Take your pick.
The latter, but we could certainly talk about tipping
wanted. Let's hold on that, because that's a big one in my book. But I watched this debate that you were a part of. Was it how many days ago? Last week?
So it was last Saturday, and it was in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Libertarian parties of Alabama and Mississippi hosted a joint convention, and as part of said convention, they had a debate, and it was inside the Beau Rivage Hotel and Casino, and the debate was open to anybody that wanted to show up. So it was not just to ticketed individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anybody in the casino, if they wandered over into the convention areas and saw a door, then, you know, they could walk in and be like, oh, okay, here's a debate.
Yeah.
No, it was done in two parts. Let me just sort of recap.
This is good because I think a lot of people saw the first part, which I don't think turned out well at all.
Was this the mile away camera?
And that, and the sound was horrible.
A distant camera. The stage was over illuminated so that the 11 people on stage looked like just luminous beings. And from what I heard, the sound was not that great because they were using like the cam audio instead of running stuff. But there was a professional recording, and that is supposed to be being released sometime shortly.
Okay, so so the part that I saw, the quality was not very good at all.
Right, that also was a live stream.
The second part. But I don't know how many parts there are, because
there were two parts. There was... The first part of the debate had 11 candidates on stage.
Okay, I did not see that one.
And then there was about an hour of debate, and they took a break, and they had the participants vote in a straw poll where they gave each attendee 5 tokens, and there were jars for each of the 11 candidates, and they said you can... either put all of these in one, you can separate them out. So, you know, here's your 5 and vote as you wish. And the top 5 candidates went on to round 2.
Okay, that's the one that I saw. And I have to say, there was, 5 candidates? That we had, you had Daryl here, of course. You had Beck Boy Pedersen. And, of course, you had some guy, Feldman, who I never heard of.
Mark Allen Feldman. He's a... doctor of some sort, anesthesiologist, I think, from Ohio. He's also on the National Committee of the Libertarian Party.
And, of course, the chosen boys, McAfee and Johnson. And I have to say, I was very impressed with your appearance, with your showmanship, your answers, And I applauded you.
And then
of course there've been articles that have been submitted. One of them from this guy named Stapleton. Well, it's on his website. It was written by one of his boys.
After the debate, and we'll get into sort of the backlash that happened about a day or so after the debate. But immediately after the debate, there was a straw poll where everybody in attendance had 1 token. And they were asked the question, if the election were today, for whom would you vote? And They had the one token. They could place it in one jar. Gary Johnson wound up winning. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe it was 45 votes that he received. John McAfee came in second with, I believe, 30 votes. Austin Peterson came in third with 20 votes. I came in fourth with 17. Mm-hmm. And Mark Allen Feldman came in fifth with, I think, 5 votes.
Now, there's a Libertarian Party. Is it libertarianparty.org?
LP.org.
They also have a poll up at the moment.
And that poll has been up for several weeks.
And it's regarding the debate and who won the debate, and I encourage anyone...
I don't think they have what... No, the site you're thinking of, it's a Libertarian Future, and that has
right.
absolutely nothing to do with the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, I thought it was Libertarian Party. But I do. I think that link is maybe on Free Talk Live, and I encourage people to watch the debate and also go to that poll and give this man props, because there's a bigger, and it would probably be a much better debate done by Stossel. I don't know, you know, and
the Stossel debate, he's only having 3 candidates,
right.
And he doesn't cite the poll, but he mentioned in his post about the debate, I'm taking the candidates that finished top 3 in a poll done by the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
But he doesn't cite to the poll, and he might be citing, you know, here's a poll that's been open for 3 weeks that... If you clear your cookies and open in a private browser, you can vote multiple times.
Vote all you want.
Now, here's the most ironic part about all of this. You know, Stossel's having a Libertarian debate, and the only Libertarian who was at that debate is not being invited to the debate, which is crap. You've got a bunch of minarchists. You've got a bunch of dudes who lean. They're very liberty friendly. And I don't know about this. I don't know about this Peterson guy at all. I don't trust him at all. But I know McAfee and Johnson are liberty friendly. And, you know, sometimes they carry on a good discussion on the debate floor, but the one Libertarian is not invited, and I find that a little upsetting.
Well, to play devil's advocate there, I think anybody who feels that they want to join the Libertarian Party, they're all going to have various outlooks on the world. But what I think is going to be missing from the Stossel debate is what I believe is probably the purest form of libertarian thought, which is anarchism or anarcho-capitalism. And
to call it voluntarism.
Or voluntarism, sure, whatever you want to call it. But I think that's where it would have been very educational for a lot of people to hear those arguments, and now they are not going to.
Yeah, but
they won't be hearing them on the Stossel show necessarily.
Sure, but that show's got tremendous reach.
As does this show.
Agreed.
But it would have been very nice to have gotten on the Stossel program, and it would have been even nicer if this stupid video that it came out wasn't so crappy, and I would like to see the professional version.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well, because that's the version that I want to wind up putting on Community Access Television.
I know some individuals who discussed the news who saw the original version and couldn't stomach it. They couldn't watch it. And then I'm watching it, and I'm like, yeah, you watched the wrong version. So I'll be sending out emails and twits to these individuals, because I want them to see, you know, a fairly good debate.
Yeah, the debate was good, and I tried to listen to it, but I couldn't help but look at, like, I was watching the live stream when everybody was on stage. It reminded me of Star Wars Episode 1, where they did, you know, they had the big race with whatever they were racing on, and George Lucas came out and said, well, actually, everybody in the stands, they were like the painted heads of Q-tips. That's how we did the special effects. That's what it looked like. It was just like a bunch of, like, there was a head there. There was a body.
Did that. Did you save a bunch of Snowden masks and take them with you and fill all the front rows with just nothing but...
No.
So there was backlash. There was one website in particular, the Stapleton something. Let's see, what is it actually?
JasonStapleton.com, I believe, is the website you're referring to.
And, well, he kind of threw you under the bus. He gave everyone props except Daryl. He says, Perry...
And point of reference, this is not Jason Stapleton writing the article on his website.
This is Remso Martinez,
a guy that used to work for the Austin Peterson campaign.
He says Perry is not a libertarian. You know what? Hold on. We hold this back for the when we come back.
If you get attacked, you're doing something right.
Yeah, and I've had people call me communist and anarchist and not libertarian, all for the same reasons, and we'll delve into that. And, of course, your call is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into talking about this debate. Conan, there's one thing that you said that I have to agree with, that I did look good on stage, and that's because I've lost a lot of weight over the last year. And like I see pictures of myself today, and I am super impressed with myself.
We need to get you an upgraded candidate picture. You've got the one good one where you were at the Cheshire TV studios here. We need to get you one a little more professional looking, and because all you've got are your older pictures, and you know,
right.
you're moved on. You've passed all that. You're ready to be the new Daryl.
And one of the things that I've been doing recently to maintain my health is I've been putting Super Beets in my smoothies and drinking that. Not every day, because, you know, it's not easy to wind up taking Super Beets with you when you're going through the airport, because it's a powder, and, well, you know, sometimes they might be, well, nope, that's a container larger than 3 ounces, and so we have to take it. So when I'm traveling recently, I've not been taking the Super Beets, but when I'm not traveling, I put Super Beets in my smoothies, and again, it helps maintain my heart health. It has some kind of nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide. That's something totally different.
Damn it.
But it's got dietary nitrates, and that helps your blood pressure. And it winds up giving you a little boost of energy. And if you don't feel a boost of energy about 20 minutes after you take Super Beets, you don't pay guaranteed results, or you don't pay guaranteed. Get a free 30-day supply, absolutely free, with your first order. You'll also get the nitric oxide indicator strips. Use those before and after you use the Super Beets, and then you can see that it's working. Plus, if you order, you will get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of that comes to you with free shipping. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com, or 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com. We'll get back to the debate thing and sort of the recap, some of the backlash against me that come about from some people that aren't happy that I'm promoting radical libertarian ideals. We'll jump back into that, but first to the phones and the fun. We have Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I got an email about a U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte campaign event in Derry, New Hampshire that occurred this evening. So I RSVP'd and printed up the tickets, and I went out there. And before the event, I was hanging around outside. There were some protesters out there, and they were all set there. And there were some cops there. Three U.S. senators were to attend the event, by the way. And so there I am handing out some papers explaining how to defeat Donald Trump, even if he wins the Republican nomination. Like I've explained to you people, there's other steps to appointing the electors, and it's not a elector pulling a fast one. It's a more of a matter of people who are in charge of appointing the electors deliberately appointing people who they know will vote against Donald Trump.
And the people that are in the people that are responsible for appointing those electors are generally the state chairs of the 51 affiliates of the Republican Party. And do you think that the state chair of, say, the New Hampshire Republican Party would do something that they know that the National Republican Party is not going to like?
Well, what would happen is the state convention delegates, which is anybody who's a nominee for state representative, anybody who runs for state, for delegate to the state convention, I mean, is about two steps above jury duty as far as being a high-ranking government official, being a delegate to the state convention.
Well, that's how it happens in New Hampshire. It doesn't happen that way in every state.
But what I'm getting at is I'm handing out these papers explaining this, and then I head on in and hand in my ticket, and I go on into the event. I'm waiting there, and The gentleman said, "Excuse me, sir, you come on downstairs with me," and I come on down. "I'm sorry, sir, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. It's a private event." And I said, "But, you know," because he said it was a private event. I protested that, you know, I had a ticket. I know he did. And then you can't really, I just left at that point. Because if you ask why, it sounds like you're not going to leave unless they give you a reason, and they don't have to have a reason.
What do you suspect is the reason?
It's not anything I did wrong at the event. I think it's who I am, and they don't like the fact that I support liberty and think logically and stuff like that.
Have you ever in the past been a have you bird dogged or vocalized your discontent with a senator in the past?
I've met her a few times. At one time when she announced that she was running for United States Senator, and I walked up to her after she finished the speech and said, this was, by the way, in 2010. I said, now, I'm going to be voting in that primary, so I need to know where you stand on a political issue. Are you one of those Republicans like Congressman Ron Paul who want to legalize drugs now? Or are you one of those Republicans who still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed in shootouts first? And this was the former Attorney General. The former Attorney General Kelly Ayotte.
Yeah.
I have to say that I disagree with you. When I was a state rep back in 2001, it became known that I support liberty and think logically and support people's right to resist the drug raids by any necessary means. And some people thought that, you know, the rule of law preempts unalienable rights when it's actually the other way around, by definition of unalienable. And that was back in 2001 when they found out that I support liberty and think logically. And I've been very vocal about people's right to liberty. And they know that I'm not exactly one of her supporters, so they... After I had handed in the ticket, I guess they took a look at who I was and everything. And, I set up a website explaining the process, but that's how.
So, Tom, let me ask you this question real quick. If you support liberty, why are you in the Republican Party that has, over the last 150 years, destroyed liberty on so many occasions?
Well, when I get into the voting booth, that doesn't necessarily mean that I vote for the Republican nominees. First of all, I ran as a Republican in 2000 because you don't get elected if you run as a Libertarian. And since then, it's
not true. There were Libertarians in the New Hampshire State House back in the 1990s.
Yeah, but
before the Republicans and Democrats colluded to remove them from the ballot.
It's much easier to run on a
Republican.
Right,
but
there you go.
That's not the same as saying you can't.
Okay.
Saying you can't and then there's evidence that you can.
Right.
Is the complete opposite of it's just easier.
But I don't.
If your point is it's easier, then say it's easier. Don't say you can't when there's evidence that you can.
Yeah. Well, I tried it as a Libertarian. I ran as a Libertarian, and I didn't get elected. And then I ran after running twice as a Libertarian, once as a Democrat, and then finally I ran as a Republican and got elected. So,
next time you talk to the senator or go to one of her events, take your camera with you. That would have been great video.
No kidding.
It would have been a wonderful video.
If you don't want to blog it, you can send it to any of us, and we'll blog it for you.
Tom, thank you for the call, and your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily and the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Thursday night edition in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
Conan, you are getting something off your chest this evening because, well, you haven't been on the show since Saturday, and the thing that you're upset about, or not really upset per se,
is old news.
It's kind of old. We discussed it briefly on Monday when I was on, recapping the debate that I participated in over the weekend, last weekend down in Biloxi, Mississippi. Where I debated 10 other Libertarian Party presidential candidates. And, well, there are people that aren't happy that I, on the debate stage, said that I wanted to abolish the largest terrorist organization in the world known as the United States federal government.
McAfee clapped. And he clapped loudly.
And a bunch of people in the audience clapped as well. And so because of that statement, there have been people that have completely taken out of context what I said. There was a guy that has a podcast. I don't know if it's an actual radio show, but he calls it a radio show, where he misquoted me horribly and said that I said, burn it to the ground. I never said the words burn. I never said burn it to the ground. I don't think I even mentioned the word burn at all while I was in Biloxi.
What did you say, abolish?
Abolish.
All right. What is the definition of abolish in Daryl W. Perry terms? Define it for us.
To get rid of, to walk away from.
To burn it to the ground.
Exactly.
Let me just clarify, when I say get rid of the federal government, I'm not saying get rid of the 50 state governments. I'm not saying get rid of the governments of all of the territories. I'm not saying get rid of the 9,696 jurisdictions that charge a sales tax.
Get rid of that huge, horribly unnecessary
level. I'm just saying get rid of one level of government. Just one.
But that's the biggest one.
Yeah. And who's going to build the roads?
The same people that built them now.
No, that wouldn't fly. Who's going to fight our wars? Who's going to protect all?
Who's going to drone bomb the innocent children in Yemen? Hopefully nobody.
Daryl, if we don't, like Trump says, if we don't bomb their families and their kids, then we're never going to stop the terrorists.
Don't do it to us.
We got to go to the kids and the families.
And I also explained bomb science during the debate. Bomb science is, they bomb us, we get mad. We bomb them, they get mad. They bomb us, and it's this circle of violence that just needs to stop.
But who stops? Do they have to stop first, or who gets the last word? Because that's really what it's about.
I'm not interested in being involved in your hypothetical bar fight. I just want to stop it. If you're in a bar fight, stop swinging your fist.
And you're suggesting,
and eventually people will stop swinging fists because they're not getting hit anymore.
And your suggestion to abolish or burn it to the ground comment is the right answer, the right solution, because I'm already at that point where I'm stopped. I don't want this bar fight any longer.
No.
But they're taking my money anyways to fund their wars. And if I stand up to the taxpayer or to the tax collector and say, hey, no, I'm going to hold on to this money because I know where it's going. It's going to kill people. They'll do what they're doing to the Bundys. They'll do what they, you know, any type of they're cracking down on these individuals. It's scary to
stand up for what you believe in. But there are people that don't want to have a principled message being delivered,
or they want to actually get the 5% or however many percent they need. And when the
5%, and by the way, the 5% that does not guarantee ballot access, which is what they're claiming. They're like, we get major party status if we get 5%. What you get at 5% is you then qualify for a federal welfare check to pay for your convention, and I don't want any part of that.
Exactly what libertarians should be looking for.
Yeah, libertarians should not be looking for a damn welfare check from the federal government to pay for their convention.
Well, here, all right, so what I wanted to get off my chest, I finally got to see this debate. I was very impressed. And then I read the articles in response, the tallies, the report cards, and everyone's mad. Well, not everyone, but there are a couple of individuals who are mad at the one libertarian who was on that stage who was actually speaking libertarian, and everyone else is just leaning towards a little bit of liberty. They want to get that 5%, or they want to reach the left and the right. But as far as principles, you know, they're politicians.
Yeah,
and you know, it's sickening. I mean, what do we have to do to get the word out there that the answer isn't sucking up to the powers that be, to the authoritarians? Just stick up for yourself, stick up for the individual,
right?
And burn it to the ground.
But I think, yeah, and to me, it's a matter of degrees, and it's a matter of how far you've progressed. And you know, when I first got into this whole liberty thing, and it was just because of Ron Paul and, you know, a guy I could agree 80% of the time on, that's changed. But it takes time for you to be able to understand some of these concepts, and it's not to understand them. I think anybody can understand the argument. Able to go against, you know, years and years and years of programming that we've had in this society that say, this is how it is. And to get to a point where you can go, well, no, this doesn't have to be how it continues.
So let me ask you this question, Chris. You said that it was Ron Paul that sort of got you interested in sort of politics sort of stuff. Had he been speaking
politics or liberty in general?
No. Ron Paul, I've been active and involved in politics since the Reagan years.
Okay, but, you know, like,
but as more, a complete more neocon, liberty sort of Republican thing. Yeah.
Right, so if Ron Paul were giving a watered-down version of his message...
You mean like Rand?
Would it have attracted you? to the ideas of liberty?
Probably. If what you're saying is Ron Paul is liberty, but you're probably right. And I'll tell you exactly.
No, so if instead of Ron Paul having said on, I forget if it was a debate stage or in an interview where he actually wound up saying that, yes, heroin should be legal, had he never said that, would it have made you think, well, maybe heroin should be legal?
No, that to me wasn't controversial. That was just me going, wow, somebody's actually out there saying it. The things that intrigued me about Ron Paul were he was talking about things that I wasn't well versed in, Austrian economics, the role of the Federal Reserve. You know, my peripheral understanding of Ron Paul was, okay, he's a fringe guy, and he's just going on because there's some conspiracy theory about this. But what got me even looking at Ron Paul was my disgust with every other candidate out there. There was nobody I could, on either side, that I could say, I'm interested in this person and I want to move forward. It was nothing. And Ron Paul, I was like, well, I haven't really given him too much thought before. Let's take a look.
Yeah, and there was one of the debates where Ron Paul, I believe he quoted the Golden Rule and wound up getting booed by a Republican audience.
Yeah.
For quoting the Golden Rule, unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah, but he was talking about ending wars. Which is what the Republicans love.
Right. Do unto others. If you don't want them bombing you, don't bomb them. It's pretty simple.
It's very simple. It's extremely easy to understand. It's kindergarten learning.
Yeah.
You don't hit your buddy, and guess what? You're probably not going to get hit back.
But I'm going to tell you, what if as somebody who spent, 20, 30 years as a neocon, as a hardcore Republican, it takes a while to deprogram your mind to where you can accept this
sort of
thing.
My dad.
Yeah.
Prime example. I've been working on him for years, and I don't know that it'll ever get through to him.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Thomas calling in from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Okay. Listen, everybody's getting down on Mitt Romney today, and I just don't think they understand what was going on over there, for example, if you had the Buffalo Bills coming to town and they were going to give a speech, hello?
Yeah, I'll hold you over. Somehow you're comparing Mitt Romney to the Buffalo Bills, who lost four consecutive Super Bowls.
I get it.
Sounds about right. So we'll be back with Thomas, and your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, LRN.FM on Skype.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the presidential election, but specifically the Libertarian Party's race for the presidency. Because right now most people are talking only about the Republican race and the Democratic race. And they don't really pay attention to any of the other parties that exist.
It's not that they don't pay attention. It's that they don't even know. They're clueless. It's like libertarians. Like, who? I mean, even some of the popular ones, like Johnson or McAfee. You say those names, and all they know about McAfee is he's a security guy, and what do they know about Johnson?
Nothing. Yeah, and there was one of the people that mentioned in the debate on Saturday that they heard somebody be asked the question, somebody from New Mexico asked the question about, hey, you know, you had this governor that was elected twice with like 60% of the vote, but he only wound up getting like 3.5% when he ran for president. And the response was, oh, it was that Gary Johnson?
Yep.
Same guy?
And
really?
The guys who did know him, who agreed with him, would have just felt like their vote for Johnson would have been a wasted vote. And that is typical of American voters.
He doesn't have a chance.
They don't vote. They don't vote their conscience. It's like it's right. the same. We were just talking about it earlier. It's like, well, if Sanders doesn't get it, we need you all to go out and vote for Hillary. And if Trump doesn't get it, of course, none of them want to get it. Or if Bush doesn't get it, we want you to vote for Cruz. It's like, as long as you keep your party in power. And it's like, that's the problem.
Right.
That's the friggin' problem.
Part of the problem we would not have if the electors were assigned proportionally instead of winner-take-all. So the difference there is, you may recall in 1992, where Bill Clinton wound up winning the presidency with, you know, like 38% of the popular vote, where I don't think any of the candidates got a majority of the vote in any state because there was a very strong showing by Ross Perot, who came within a few percentage points of winning Maine, mm-hmm. by the way. But because, you know, these candidates all wound up scoring somewhere in the 30-odd percent range, they won the popular vote, so thus they won all of the electors.
I have another interesting concept. What about if you don't get a certain percentage of the vote, you don't get any candidate.
Yeah. I think that voter turnout should have to be over 60% for the election to even be considered valid.
I mean, if we're going to keep the federal government and it's in the way that it's set up,
yeah,
if you can't get a certain amount of people to even show up to vote for you, no, we don't even. We'll just keep that position vacant.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. We've got Thomas in Michigan. Thomas, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were comparing Mitt Romney to the Buffalo Bills.
Right. You know, I think that we have to realize that Mitt Romney has always been ahead of the curve, ahead of his time, you know, with Romney Care. And so we don't realize that he's just starting a new phase in his life. He's to be a stand-up comic, you know. It's like if you had brought the Buffalo Bills to a show and they were going to give us advice on how to win a Super Bowl, everybody would go, oh, man, that's going to be funny, you know. So,
they did come close three of the four times.
Are you saying are you saying he's a better comedian than he is a politician?
Or maybe he's saying that the Buffalo Bills should have had Mitt Romney as their kicker, and then they would have won a Super Bowl or two.
Well, I'm just trying to throw a little lightheartedness into the situation. But really, I have to ask a question. Do you guys think that the Republican Party was behind this? Because it would seem to me that if anybody would have asked them if this would have worked, they would have just said, this is just going to add more fuel to Trump's fire.
Thomas, to be honest, I really don't think about the Republican Party that often.
No, Thomas, I do. I do think they did. I think it's a coordinated attack, and this will be one of many that will be directed at Trump until the convention, with the goal of simply, you know, we've got
having
a brokered
convention.
We're talking about Romney coming out today saying we need to do everything in our power to vote anybody except Trump. Is it
right?
We're talking the same story.
Romney had a press conference today, said that he was not announcing his candidacy. He was not announcing an endorsement of a single candidate, but then mentioned Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich, and said, quote, one of these men should be our nominee.
Ugh, horrible.
Bunch of anybody but Trump. Trump.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks
for the call.
Let's continue on the phones. We've got John calling in from Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I saw Daryl's debate with the other leaders in the Libertarian race, and I thought Daryl did a fantastic job. He was clearly the only principled Libertarian on the stage.
So let me ask this question, John. Do you remember hearing me say the words, burn it to the ground, during the debate?
No, that's not something you would say. One thing interesting I've heard in the last couple of days, I've heard an interesting metaphor being made that comparing the presidential election to the War of the Rings. And some writer wrote that, you know, orcs of every stripe are gathering under the banner of Donald Trump, and we need to band together and stop them. And, you know, we need to band together behind Rubio or Cruz. And I just answered these people, wait a minute, Rubio and Cruz are both running out of platform for how they're going to use the ring. There's only one candidate, even among the Libertarians, who's running out of platform that he's not going to use the ring, and that's Daryl Perry.
Yeah, and it's not just he's not going to use it. We're going to take it to the damn mountain, and we're going to throw it in the pit. What was the pit at the end of the... He's going to abolish it.
Actually, Mordor. Never seen the movie.
Okay, the whole object of all the stories, besides for a bunch of hobbits just walking around, it was to take the Ring of Power, which was the problem, and destroy it. Everyone else wanted to use it, you know, to save their countrymen or to gain power and you know, or whatever. That was the problem. The ring is the problem. And so I don't know what this meme is you're talking about. I'd like to see it where you have Republicans that are coming out and saying that Trump is the problem and we need to save the ring.
We need to all gather together against him, but they want to gather together under candidates who plan to use the ring to do evil.
Right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So, they're all running on a platform to clean up Mordor. A little bit.
A little bit.
And I have heard Washington, D.C. referred to as Mordor on the Potomac. So it's a very fitting analogy.
Well, they also call Massachusetts Mordor, where all the orcs live. Where the Shire, where the hobbits live. You got Maine, where the dwarves live. And Vermont is where all the elves live.
Well, there's only one trustworthy hobbit running, and that's Daryl.
Daryl, you have hair on your feet.
I do not, but I do have kind of hairy toes.
There you go.
And I do like Second Breakfast. Second Breakfast is basically how I wound up weighing 317 pounds about a year ago. And cut out Second Breakfast, cut out the 11s and all of the other seven mils.
You're a reformed hobbit.
Daryl W. Perry. A hobbit you can trust.
Exactly.
Somebody should make that meme. John, thank you so much for the call.
Make that picture with words on it. It's not a meme yet, Daryl.
Yes. Make that a picture with words on it. And Conan, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
I just wanted to read.
The
one comment. Hold on, let me get it up. All right, so this was at the JasonStapleton.com site, who I'm probably never going to listen to now. If this is written by Remso Martinez, and he is talking
about
co-host Daryl, who was at the debate. Perry is not a libertarian, pushing an anarchist agenda which is contradictory to ordered liberty. Perry didn't discuss anything of value. If there is one candidate on stage who embodied every bad marketing feature of the Libertarian Party, it was him. Discussing everything from abolishment of the federal government to dissolving the union, his outlandish statements didn't do anything but feed his small, fractional band of hardcore supporters.
Right, that's how I wound up getting 15%. In the straw poll conducted at the end of the night.
While the other candidates reached the left and the right of the party, Perry was speaking simply to hear himself talk for the sake of doing so.
Actually, no, I was not speaking to hear myself talk. Ideas of liberty.
Yes, you were talking to the actual people who care about liberty and care about the individual, and they don't suck up to the left or the right in order to get votes. You're actually, it was the last caller said it simply. There was one principled man on that stage. It was you, and I'm glad you're doing it, and I hope to see more of these debates from you.
Yeah, and I'll be heading down to Richmond, Virginia this weekend, where I will be debating one Gary Johnson, I believe, one-on-one. We'll be back with more of your calls after the news, 855 450 free, or on Skype, lrn.fm.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.